opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Always an honor to bring in our next guest on the River Islands guest line. It's none other than the voice of the Giants, John Miller. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, that's a good question.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. And
it's
this
over.
Interview
hey,
is over.
John, thank you for coming on. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Man,
thank you.
How you doing?
Thank you. Yeah, boy. I got to go call my parents now, and Dibs can do the rest of the interview.
Man, I can't follow up that question. I mean, I've got nothing but baseball chatter, John. I mean, other than how you doing.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, are you doing as well as the Giants currently? I mean, you're doing well, but are you doing that well?
Well, I hate to admit it, but as the Giants go, so go I. This has been like one of the great weeks I've had since I can remember. So, wow, I'm doing really well. Yes.
Well, I mean, John, you're so good at the historical reference of where everything sits. So I wonder what kind of perspective you think of when you see something like this, six consecutive one-run victories.
Well, I think it's maybe the Giants have never done that before. I've never seen a team, the Giants or otherwise, do it. I saw a note today that the Angels did it just, 36 years ago? But so, and no big league team had done it since then until now, so I think, you know, at one point you think, well, there are some good breaks that go your way when you win any one-run game, or some breaks that went against you when you lose a one-run game. It's that kind of a game. You know, a broken bat bloop can turn into a game-winning hit. Or, you know, Wilmer Flores. And, you know, Wilmer has been just incredible this year at being the guy who gets the big hit. And, you know, we used the phrases about, you know, that just trying to put the ball in play and get a ball into the outfield to get those runners home, that sort of thing. And then Wilmer did one last night that even for Wilmer was a little out of the ordinary, because he hardly hit one at all. He hit it so badly, so poorly, that he beat out an infield hit. And when's the last time he did that? Now, there's a good question.
Yeah,
it might be. Yeah, when it was like 12 or something, you know. So,
and I love how you work the stat cast.
Kind of things you need.
Yeah, and you work the stat cast into the broadcast, and that one was 49.3 off the bat, and it traveled 2 feet. So, I mean, those are the ones like you're saying that you definitely remember in the opposite direction. And I guess the real positive takeaway for me was Willy Adames maybe finding something that he hasn't had for the majority of the year.
Well, I'd like to see it happen. I think, Willie, and he's a great guy, and he's a great guy in the clubhouse, and everybody loves him. But I think, you know, he may have put a little too much pressure on himself to deliver. And even if he didn't actually do that, I think that it still comes out because, the thing goes deeper and deeper, and you're like, man, I've got all this money and I'm doing nothing. The fans gave me a great welcome and I'm not driving anybody in, and I'm made some throwing errors, and you know, just everything seems to be going bad, and who knows, you know, it might be hard to sleep at night, and these things can trouble a player. So anyway, but I like to see him have some more success there at Coors Field, because it's a great place to have success when you're a hitter, and sometimes ills go away. I remember Rich Aurelia, he'd go have a little trip to Denver, and he'd be a new man for the next several weeks after that. And Pablo Sandoval, same thing. So hopefully it keeps up for him tonight and tomorrow in the afternoon game. And then they'll have a few guys who are rolling into L.A. on a hot streak on Friday.
John Miller with us here on Willard and Dibbs. John, I wonder if you could shed some light on something we were just discussing, because I don't know what they're going to do. Like, Justin Verlander comes back ready. Does he jump back into the rotation? And if so, who's out?
Yeah, I think I know that they've discussed maybe even going with a six-man rotation for a while. And if they're going to go with the five-man, I think then you could well be talking about Kyle Harrison going back into the bullpen, give him an extra left, you know, because that's another area where the Giants are a little bit short. They've only had the one lefty in the bullpen most of the year, Eric Miller, and that's when he first came up to the big leagues this year. It was Kyle Harrison for the first time being a bullpen guy. So that would make sense. And, you know, they'll need probably a little bullpen help when Verlander does come back, because he probably won't be ready to go, you know, six, seven innings yet, at least the first couple of times out. So anyway, we'll see. But I think they'd like to get him back, as even though he kept, you know, it was newsworthy, I guess, that he didn't have any wins. But we're in an era now where wins are kind of irrelevant for a starting pitcher. It's about how often does he give you six strong or seven strong and keep you in the game. And after that, it's kind of out of his hands whether he gets a win or not. And he had some games where he not only should have gotten a win, but you know, I think there were some relief pitchers that, because they love him, and he's a guy who holds such great respect in the clubhouse, that they might have even been trying a little bit too hard to secure those wins for him. So anyway, I think everybody's anxious to get him back.
And he started the season, John, and I was looking at the numbers. He was maybe going to be the final pitcher ever to get to the 300-win plateau, and now having no wins through the first couple of months, it doesn't look like that he and not many people behind him will have a chance to get there. Do you think they'll ever change the qualifications? Maybe you only need to go four innings to get the win, or is the 300 club going to go the way of the dodo bird?
Well, I think that, you know, that's been something that's been said for a long, long time, that we may not ever have another 300 game winner. And, you know, when I was a kid, we had Juan Marichal, Gaylord Perry with the Giants, both on their way to the Hall of Fame. You know, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale with the Dodgers. And these guys would make 40 starts a year. So, number one, they would start every fourth day and not every fifth day as they do now. And they might get 25 to 30 complete games every year. The idea was not to have to go to the bullpen. You only went to the bullpen for those guys, especially when they started showing signs of losing it. You know, all of a sudden, he looks a little too tired. We better get somebody up in the bullpen. So a win was really not only coveted, but it was an important accomplishment that you were going out there to finish what you started. Earl Weaver once told me that he said, you know, the best closer I ever had was Jim Palmer. And and that was closing a 2-1 victory. There was no way he was going to give it up in the eighth and ninth innings. I wouldn't even think about going to the bullpen to relieve him, because he was finishing it and he was going to win it. So now a different time, different era. And now if you go six or seven, and let's face it, you know, Logan Webb has become one of the not just top starters in Major League Baseball, but a guy who is a workhorse, you know, and he might average 6 2/3, 6 1/3 innings a year, or per start for a year. So he'd give you 208 innings, 210 innings, and that's the workhorse. And it is. It is in this era of baseball. But how many times does he give you the ninth inning? Not very often. And I think that's the best thing for him, the best thing for the team. And it's the same on every staff, on all the teams. So there's always stuff that is out of his control as to whether he gets that win or not. And I think the baseball writers, who are the ones who vote for the awards like the Cy Young Award, have done the right thing in terms of discounting wins for starters, because they're not as important as how well did the guy actually pitch. So and the innings pitched are very critical to help keep the bullpen fresh. And that's a primary value of Logan Webb, is that, the day after he pitches, most of the time, the bullpen is fresh and ready to go. They only may have gone a couple of innings in his stead the day he's out there. So anyway, it's just a whole different thing. So wins, I'm not banking on Verlander getting to 300 wins. And I don't think it will matter in the slightest in terms of how he gets voted into the Hall of Fame and when.
John Miller with us, Willard and Dibbs. John, how do you see the Matt Chapman injury in terms of the Giants' ability to fill in for a presence like him, both in the lineup and in the field?
Well, it's really cool to me that they have Casey Schmidt, because, it wasn't so long ago that we were hearing about Casey Schmidt, that, man, we have a young guy. And, Matt Chapman wasn't with the Giants. He was with the Blue Jays, and before that with the A's and whatnot. But we kept hearing, man, there's this young guy. He's a third baseman. He's young, and he's still developing. He's still learning and all that. But he has the similar skill set. You would compare him to a young Matt Chapman. And that's what he was. He a great arm, great range, quickness at third base. He's got some power. And now to get him to the big leagues, he had to learn some other positions and become more of a utility guy. So I think they're probably in pretty good shape with him being the guy to fill in for the real Matt Chapman for a couple of weeks or however long it takes. I think Matt himself indicated that he's on the 10-day injured list, but it's probably going to be more than 10 days. So anyway, it's a great opportunity for him to play his natural position and to show people a few things and to get hot, because especially last year, for the last several weeks of the season, he wore out left-handed pitching, and he didn't face that many right-handers. So now I think for a while he's going to have a chance to play against all righties and lefties. And his first night, perhaps a sign of things to come. He hits a home run in Coors Field, and it would be cool to just see him keep that up, and I think he would look forward to being able to play his position that he's always played, where he signed and all that kind of stuff. So I think the Giants are in good shape with him. That's my little prediction.
I like that, John, and I was thinking about this, and Mark and I were talking about it before, about Buster Posey. It seems like he's going to be aggressive ahead of the deadline to try to help this ball club. Does the injury to Matt Chapman maybe move the timeline for an offensive acquisition? Does it move that timeline up in your eyes?
Well, I think that there's being aggressive and making the calls and inquiries and fielding calls, things like that, and looking for trades and trying to fill needs and that sort of thing. But I think those kind of things also tend to happen, whether you're aggressive or not. Those tend to happen in their own time. Some teams just don't want to make a deal until right near the deadline, because they feel like that's the only way to really maximize the return. And I'm talking about teams that are looking to sell some of their top talent for young talent in exchange. So, and that goes on the other side, where if you're Buster Posey, you're talking about a deal, and you also kind of think maybe somebody's asking for too much in return. Maybe we need to let that calm down for a little bit and find out if that asking price goes down a little bit as time moves along. So whether or not that happens quickly, I think there's a lot more to it than just whether you want to make it happen quickly. And sometimes you could make it happen quickly if you're just willing to overpay and give away too much of your future, your young talent. So anyway, so I will see. And I think the Giants are still the main thing that the Giants have going for them is their pitching staff. I saw a note yesterday or today, maybe, that somebody was saying that.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looks to them like the best 1-2 punch in anybody's rotation on any major league team. Robbie Ray and Logan Webb, or Logan Webb and Robbie Ray. Put it whichever order you choose. So, I mean, those guys, they go deep, and the team is confident with them. And the Giants are on a roll and having an excellent first, even though their offense has been subpar. So I think because there's a feeling that I think has gone through the clubhouse and around the game in general, that this team is a much better hitting team than they've shown so far. And I think that the pitching, though, is what's kept them there. And they're right there. What are they, half game back of the Dodgers going into play today without much offense? The Dodgers have been just sort of the opposite. They're hoping that they get some injured pitchers back pretty soon and that their pitching picks up, because they have all kinds of offense, but their pitching has been really a sore point for them. And they had just so many guys who were hurt, so many injuries. So anyway, that's always kind of interesting. And sometimes in baseball, you go back over the years, you have a hard time. The team that hits the best is also a team that's a little suspect with their pitching or vice versa. So that's why the Dodgers, I think everybody was unanimous that the Dodgers were the team to beat. Because it looked like they had a little bit of all that plenty of offense, deep bullpen, some big-time starting pitchers, and yet, as deep as they are with starters and relievers, look how many of them are injured, right? It's incredible the number of injuries they've had.
John Miller is with us, voice of the Giants on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Yeah, I wonder kind of how you see that dynamic playing out. We always hear, and we know the Giants are built, pitching and defense is what wins in the postseason, but How far does that go, John? Like, I mean, obviously you got to be able to offer something offensively. So do you see the Giants as having enough, even though the pitching staff is clearly ready to roll?
Well, I think the one thing that the Giants, that we have seen from the Giants so far is that they're, not quite half the lineup, but a very large chunk of the lineup is way below what their track record has been. I mean, Patrick Bailey has not been around that long, But he has been around long enough for us to see him hit and hit well. You know, how many times did he get cleanup last year or even the year before? A lot. Now, he maybe didn't keep that thing up that he kept going for the first half of the season offensively, but because he really wore out his rookie year, his second half, and he admitted as such. And then last year, he went into an all-time slump. And, you know, at one point, what was it? He had 8 hits and 90 at-bats or something in August and into September. And he had been a vital cog in the offense up to then. So he hasn't hit. Lamont Wade Jr., who's been so reliable about getting on base and being a power threat besides, and he did nothing. And now he's with the Angels. They traded him. Because they just felt like, well, it's not like he got hot for a while and now he's gone into a slump. He never got hot at all. It never happened. There were just some hard line drives occasionally where you thought, well, he's hitting into some bad luck, but he's starting to make hard contact. But that's about it. So there were several of those guys that were not hitting at all. And then, of course, Willie Adames is sort of at the top of that list. So I think that that's something where you think these guys are all, they've all shown that they can do a way better than what they have done. Tyler Fitzgerald, he had a hot stretch just before he got hurt, and then he went on the injured list, and he has not been driving in runs. And, the best hits for him are the Wilmer Flores hit last night. If he hardly hits it at all because he got great speed. And I think half the hits he's had since he came back have been hit very soft. What did you say? 49.3 miles per hour last night. Number. Yeah, that's been a prime time kind of a contact for Fitzgerald since he got back. So these are all guys I think that have a lot more to show offensively than what they have up till now. Yastrzemski went 5 weeks without an RBI. What? Are you kidding me? Well, he was like one of the guys carrying the team all through the whole month of April, and he had like a 400 on-base average. He was hitting the homers and knocking in runs, and then he didn't knock in a run for 5 weeks from, what, May the 4th until just a few days ago. So, and now all of a sudden he's looking like himself again. So yeah. There's been some bizarre things that have been going on, and I don't anticipate that it's going to have all of those guys – for the rest of the season. I think they're all about going to show the same things they've been showing us in the past.
Well, thanks to you, John. I now geek out on StatCast around the clock. And just a little more on that Wilmer Flores moonshot, negative 72 degree launch angle, and the hit distance was 2 feet.
Well, that's the 2 feet off the bat until it hit the ground.
And eventually, I think it eventually traveled some 38 feet. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, boy,
way out there.
Wilmer picking them up and putting them down that
adios,
first baseline. That's right.
And that's the tying run. That was the tying run that he knocked in, right? So
yeah, expected batting average on that, 160. Yeah, it just, you got me all over these numbers, John.
He may not get another one of those the whole year. Yeah,
right.
That may be the only one he gets all year.
John, just wonderful to have you, man. What a treat. Thank you for doing it. We look forward to the next one already.
And the Dodgers beat the Padres.
Yep.
And so now the Dodgers don't play again until the Giants get there. Is that it on Friday?
That is an
crazy,
accurate statement.
Crazy.
Yep. Yep.
How they write this schedule, but the Giants need to beat the Rockies, and the Rockies feel like they should have won last night. And I watched that ninth inning, because I'm on assignment right now.
Yes.
As soon as I heard that you guys wanted me on your show, I said, okay, well, I'm not going to Denver then. I'm
this
just watching
was
it on
the
TV,
assignment,
and I was,
John.
So I can do this. Yeah.
This was the assignment. So you got an A on the assignment.
Beautiful, beautiful. And but that, you know, they had some great, and they're not official at bats. When you get a walk, it's not an at bat. But I thought those walks they got to set up that inning, those were gritty, determined at bat. Nobody was swinging at bad balls, and they picked up this guy's style, because that guy had a lot of success for the Rockies. It's Agnos, And yet they coaxed three walks out of him, and that's how they set it up. So, and hey, let's face it, if he'd thrown more strikes, it's Coors Field. They might have done a lot more hitting in that inning, but I just was really excited to see the way they do it because it was against that bullpen, and the bullpen had shut them down until that ninth inning.
Right.
It looked like there was nothing there for them last night, and all of a sudden they get four in the ninth, so pretty cool to see. And I wouldn't mind if they went ahead and won the game tonight by, you know, two runs or three.
Oh, whoa,
let's not get greedy.
Yeah. That's a lot of runs, John. Jeez. We'll see. No, it's a crazy run, and fun to chat it up with you about all of it, John. Thank you so much.
Hey, we're getting toward mid-season. The pennant races are taking shape, and it's a pretty good pennant race going on in the National League West so far. I'm kind of into it. So,
it's very good. Yep. No, thank you, John. We appreciate it.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.